The inside of Blue Jay Brewing Company's cozy taproom is packed on this recent weekday afternoon. Dozens of people enjoy glasses of the lager-style beers that are a specialty of this St. Louis brewery. On tap today is a fresh creation called New Roots, and it's a hit.
How do you like it?
It's good. It's easy to drink.
Full-bodied. It's very balanced.
I love it. It's delicious, but it's still nice and crushable. So.
That was Daryl Flessner, Greg Campbell, and Brian Schubert. Blue Jay's owner and brewer, Jason Thompson, is also pleased with how this experimental beer turned out.
It's got a little bit different mouthfeel, I think, than barley beers, for sure. And definitely earthy, almost nutty.
Thompson says a quarter of the grain he used for this beer is Kernza.
The kernel of this is much smaller than a barley kernel or a wheat kernel. Kind of elongated and skinny, almost flat.
And that led to a small issue in making the beer. Thompson says the Kernza slipped right through his mill when he tried to crush the kernels and expose the starch that's necessary for brewing. In the end, Thompson just used a different brewing technique. He says he loves the challenge that comes with working with a grain he's never used before. And Kernza is relatively new. The grain first hit the market in 2018. It comes from a plant that's been used as forage in the U.S. for around a century. Roughly 40 years ago, researchers started breeding it to become a commodity. They wanted higher yields and grains that are easier to mill. Allison Miller is an evolutionary biologist who researches the plant at the Donald Danforth Plant Science Center in St. Louis.
Kernza is at essentially a 10,000-year disadvantage. This is a recently identified potential crop that's been in development for decades, not centuries or millennia.
Miller says it's an appealing crop that can both feed people and improve the environment. By staying in the ground year-round, it builds a deep root system that absorbs water and nutrients, sequesters carbon, and builds new soil, among other benefits. But right now, Kernza is grown on just under 2,500 acres, out of the hundreds of millions farmed across the country.
This is not something that we could go this fall and say, you know, next year I'd really like to shift this soybean field to Kernza. That's going to be a challenge at the scale of contemporary agriculture.
The environmental benefits alone may not be enough for farmers or consumers to switch, but the Land Institute's Tessa Peters says there is a business case.
I think that's where Kernza really has an edge, because it actually tastes great and makes delicious products.
Peter's organization develops many perennial crops, including Kernza. She says the market for it right now is soft and unpredictable. But Peters says all of that could easily change if a large food conglomerate like General Mills or Nestle committed to using a tiny amount of Kernza in some of their most popular products.
A few big companies who put 1-5% of Kernza in their best-selling products could translate to tens or hundreds of thousands of acres.
She says if larger companies take up the grain, milling and processing facilities would follow. That could make it easier for more businesses and people to access the grain. People like Blue Jay Brewing's Thompson, who had to know a guy who knew a guy to just get his hands on the Kernza he needed for his beer.
Are you going to make it again?
It depends on the availability of Kernza. But yeah, I would like to.
He says he can see this beer staying on tap year-round. But for now, he'll have to stick to brewing with barley and wheat. That's just easier to get. I'm Eric Schmid in St. Louis.